I want you to listen to the amendment, the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. I want you to pay close attention to the nation in which you dwell, if you're living in the United States of America, for you need to understand the heart of our founding fathers. You need to understand the heart of God that God placed within them to give us such a brilliant document. And you need to understand the heart of man that has tried to pull it apart since the founding. The First Amendment to the Constitution focuses on the right, the freedom of speech. Listen. Congress shall make no law representing an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. On December the 15th, 1791, the United States of America ratified the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, confirming the fundamental rights of its citizens. The First Amendment guarantees freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and the freedom of the press, and the rights of peaceful assembly, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I wanted you to hear that. That's a part of the Constitution. Those are the amendments that you and I are guaranteed. And the armed forces of the United States of America are set in action to make certain that that guarantee is carried out in this country. God not only gave us a nation, God gave us the defenders of that nation. And God called and placed in the heart of every defender a will to defend. Now, folks, there's a lot of difference between somebody making you do something and you choosing to do something because it's the right thing to do. God gives us a choice. I chose to join the Marine Corps. I chose. I enlisted. I went to combat. Two different places, Dominican Republic and July, Vietnam. I chose that because for me as a young Marine, I was excited about being a part of defending a nation that God has given us. And we, each one of us, as American citizens, need to understand that this America we live in is a gift from our Creator, Almighty God. Man did not give it to us. Governments did not give it to us. Man had nothing to do in the creation of it. God has done it all. And God said, I'm going to place a seal on how much that I love you. And before time began, God decided to seal us into his family with the blood of his son. It would be his son that would give each of us who've ever fought in combat the strength to stand, the will to go on, the courage, though you're terrified, the courage to drag that leg to the next step. That's God's gift to us. And he gave to us a nation that had been blessed more than all other nations. Oh, yes. Yes, we have received blessings galore above all other nations. including Israel. But we were blessed by God more than all other nations, that we, the United States of America, would be the strongest nation to defend his people of Israel. You know where I stand on that one, don't you? Listen to me well, folks. Everything that you have been in, you think you got it bad now? Do you think it's rough times now? It isn't. But the bad will come if the freedom-loving members of the United States of America keep sitting down and refusing to stand up. I'm as willing to die for my freedom and your freedom, the freedom of my son and my grandson and those that are to follow. I'll be more than happy to give what little bit of life I have left for their freedom. That means, will I stand up when it's not popular? That means, will I look to the depth of who I am as a created being of Almighty God who has been given such awesome gifts? Look, folks, pay attention well. It is not a bad thing to be born poor, to grow up poor, to be poor today, if you're poor in America, because today still remaining in our nation, the poorest is wealthier than 2/3 of the rest of the world. That's a gift. We say we grew up hard. Many of us did. Many of us grew up unwanted. And to know that you're told by your own mother that they didn't want you, you live with that. You know how you live with that? Jesus wanted me. God declared for me to be born. Despite abortion attempts, I was born anyway. Now, I might have a few flaws. I'll blame it on that part. Might have a few flaws and many more that I keep finding out that I have. But I guarantee you this. I got a Savior that loves me and a Savior that's keeping me. Don't we understand the gift of freedom? It's up to you now to choose. Now, one thing about life itself, as God has given us that life, God says, I give you the freedom to choose. I want a more meaningful life. I really do. I want a more meaningful life. Therefore, I want to choose wisely in all that I say and do. And right now, I want to choose wisely to lead in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Let me remind you of something. Our flag, our pledge, is the only pledge in existence that recognizes God as sovereign over the land. No other country has it. I'm proud to say, I wish I could say other countries do, but they don't. Only the United States of America. Would you please stand with me as you face the American flag, as we together give that pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. That's why I pledge that allegiance. I'm pledging an allegiance to the God who watches over and to the land that he has given. You better believe I am proud. I'm proud to be an American, but I'm even more proud to be a Christian America. I've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life. It's not a words to me to be said, but it's a life that I get to live, a life full of blessings where no disease can ever have the power over me, where no pain can ever overtake me, to the point that I would turn my back on my Savior. For I will not do that. It is the power of the land, the power of the water, the power of the air, the Holy Spirit power that encircles everything about what we do in this world. It's a gift from God. Choose wisely. This morning I want us to look at wisely. Choose to cherish God's gift of life. Oh, the more I learn about how hard it was for me to be born, the more I cherish my gift of life. God says, I'm giving you this life for a purpose. Serve me. But see, we forget about a lot. Serve me. Serve me, Larry, and I will give you beyond anything you can imagine. Serve me, and I will be with you continually. I will be in the battlefront. You may show up, but I'll do the fighting for you. Choose me, Larry, over life, and I'll give you life eternal. Choose me over the pain, and I'll bring calm to your soul. Choose me. Choose each day wisely. Cherish it. Oh, it's taken me a lifetime to understand that. Cherish the day. I'm only given today, folks. I can't promise you that I'm going to be here in the office tomorrow. I can't promise you that I'll be preaching next Sunday. But I can tell you this, it's really me and standing here right now. It really is. I've been given today, this moment, and I am to cherish it. Cherish it because the more that I do that will focus on helping others is the more that Christ will smile at me. Oh, he's going to love me one way or the other. But to know that you bring a smile to the face of Jesus because you've expressed love to others. Love one another. Be at peace with each other. Do good for each other. Have mercy on one another. Psalm 139, verse 16. You saw me before I was born. Listen to David talk to God. You saw me before I was born. Jesus knew me before I was born. And he knew there wasn't anything going to get in the way of me being born. You got it? You want to know why I push so hard and fight for life and I abhor abortion? You don't want to know why? How many have never had the chance for that one day, that gift of life? God has blessed you with that gift. Before I was born, the days allotted to me had all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. That's a God that's in charge. You got me? That's a God of promise. I promise you, Larry, you're going to be here on the 7th day of November, and you're going to preach this message. I promise you. Well, folks, I'm here on the 7th day of November, and I'm preaching his message. He knew it. He knew who would be watching. He knew who would be listening. He knew who would be present. Before time began, that's a God of power. That's the God of your life. And through his Son, Jesus Christ, I said yes to him. And God said, you got my power. Trust me. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. My son died for you. I've proven my love for you. Now I want you to choose wisely how you live your life this day. Don't be foolish with that life. Wisely choose to live in the moment. Wisely choose to live in a moment. Don't you worry about a thing. You live right now for this moment, for the word from God. Lunchtime's coming. You can worry about that when you get there. But wisely choose to live in the moment. It's the moment, Brother Randy, it's all I got. This very moment that I'm talking, I am promised this by God. I'm not promised the next moment. But by His grace, I will have it. So live in the moment. The moment people, how many people have you met that have received a blessing in their life? Oh, this is it, so great that this has happened to me. But I can't be happy because I know something's going to go wrong later today. That's the way a lot of people live their life. They cannot enjoy the moment because of a fear that they have that the next moment, something might happen. Well, the next moment, something might happen. But right now, you're doing good. Appreciate it and enjoy it. I know you're doing good. Every one of you out there are breathing. I hope. You're doing good. You've dealt with life. Have you ever noticed how life hurts? Well, it does. You get a lot of pain in life. But the Lord said, take this moment, Larry. I appreciate any moment He gives me outside of pain. We do, don't we, Brother Larry? We appreciate that. Any moment we get and we're not struck with pain, devastating pain, what a blessing. God says, I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun just waiting for you. Why can't I get excited? Me and Randy get excited all the time. He hoops and hollers when he's singing. I hoop and holler when I'm preaching. It's excitement over a promise. And God says, choose wisely each moment. Let me add this for you. In that moment of choosing, choose wise enough to have a good word for someone, to have a peaceful word for someone, to help calm someone, to wipe the tear away from someone, and to remind them of what they have to be so thankful for. You have in your heart, Christian, the presence of Almighty God because you said yes to His Son. What more do you want? Because you see, that's as good as it gets. Listen to Proverbs 27:1. Don't brag about tomorrow since you don't know what the day will bring. Have you heard people say that? I will confront you next Wednesday. Don't do that. You don't want that dude that you just said that to go to his prayer meeting group and say, you know, we need to be praying that something doesn't happen here. No, don't you all pray that way either. But think of that. You can't plan what's going to happen to you. You don't know. You may stump your toe on the way out the door and be laid up for a month. You don't know. You may receive a blessing from someone right here in this congregation or someone with you where you're watching are listening. They may have a blessing for you, and that blessing will carry you through that whole week. But I got news for you. God has a blessing for you every second of your existence. Even when you're sleeping, He's watching over you. Even when you've had a bad case of the stupids, He's watching over you. Because He loves you. You're His child. Wisely choose to share God's gift by loving others. How many times have I told you all over the years, you don't have to like me, but you are ordered by God to love me. Love me. Let's get to it. Love me. Love one another. Care about others. Even though they don't care about you, you love despite that fact in their life. Because I got a fact for you. The fact is, God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever calls on Him shall be saved, and you'll never die. I appreciate that love. God wisely put in our heart for us to express our love to Him by truly loving others. You don't have to love their actions. You don't even have to love the idea of having to be around them. But love them as a creation of God. They were important enough that God allowed them to exist, whether they're your worst enemy or you count them that way. God had a purpose for them and has a purpose for them, or they would not be here. Therefore, you love them through the power of God who has given you that love. 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Now, this is from the Message version. Paraphrase. Sometimes I hate calling the Message a paraphrase, but from the Message paraphrase. Now that you've cleaned up your lives by following the truth, love one another as if your lives depended on it. Let me read that again. Now that you've cleaned up your lives by following the truth, how do I clean up my life? Follow the truth. Who's the way, the truth, and the life? Jesus Christ. You catching it? Love one another as if your life depended on it. You know, I don't remember in combat in Vietnam or Dominican Republic. I've told you all many times I came closer to getting killed there than I did in Vietnam. But I don't remember at any time that there was anyone in our unit at all that I was so angry with that I'd take it out on them on the battlefield. No, all that garbage was left behind. Brothers together. That's what it was. You may not have agreed. Well, you may have been in a fist fight before. But when you got there, you were brothers always together. And either one would give their life for the other. Don't you see that's the battlefield of life? Just because you have a dispute with someone, you and I have been given the gift of a nation that gives you, as of right now, so far, the freedom to choose. And all God is saying to us, choose wisely. Choose wisely enough to reach out with the love I've given you to truly, truly, truly love others. Now that you cleaned up your life by following the truth, think of that. Scripture saying you don't clean up your life, but you cleaned up your life by following Jesus, following the truth who is Jesus. That's how your life got cleaned up. You set your mind on, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to do that ever again. And even at the time you're saying it, you know that more than likely that's not true. And you will do it again. Jesus looks to your heart. And he said, won't you just love one another? Won't you forgive one another? Won't you stoop down into life enough to realize that your fellow man may not have the family guidelines that you have? That fellow man out there may be lost in a dying world and the only hope that they have is you becoming a friend. A friend that just wants to share love. The love that only Christ could give you. You become a friend. Oh, my goodness. You become a friend of a sinner. See, me like Jesus was accused of that, Brother Radney. What? That man Jesus, he said, look at him. He's eaten. He's eaten with the Republicans and the sinners. I couldn't have that. Republicans and sinners. How horrible that could be. Okay, those of you listening, forgive me for that one. But that's who Jesus is. You know the main complaints against Jesus? Well, he needs to be right here in church, and he needs to be paying attention to what we tell him to do. And look at him. He's out there in a ditch of life. And he's walking with all those sinners. He's even sitting down at the table with the IRS agents. That was a paraphrase. Not much of one, but it is a paraphrase. That's a fact. They said they call them tax collectors and sinners. Jesus sitting down eating with them. But you know what they missed? Jesus was touching their heart. Well, it'd be great if you could get Jesus touching the heart of the tax collector, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be great if we could live in a land that's given to us? I'm saying given to us on the blood of Christ and on the blood of the warriors that have fought for so long to keep this nation free. I will not see that blood go to waste without giving my own blood to stand for the freedom that I know about and have received. To give your heart to Christ, to give your heart to each other, is the proof that you have given your heart to Christ. To love one another. And it's a dangerous thing, falling in love. Because the one you fall in love with can hurt you. You can hurt them. Don't you understand? That there's a problem in this world. And that problem is life, if not lived for the moment. The hurting and the breaking that you have is just a touch of the vision you get to see for the heart of Christ, who gave it all on the cross for you and me. He said, I pour my whole heart, my full amount of blood out for you. I give it to you so you can love one another as I have loved you. But it hurts. And many are afraid to love. Many are afraid to have friends because they've had too many friends that broke them. Too many friends that say, I got your back. And then you find out you have a broken back. You see, we get afraid. But what I tell you is this, don't be afraid. For when I realized totally within my whole being that my Savior that gave it all for me will never leave me, nor will he ever forsake me, nor will he ever turn his back on me. I got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I've got the power that Almighty God wanted me to have, the strength to carry on till the next moment. I'll give you the strength of the moment and the hope for the next. And in that hope and in that strength remains the same Savior. His name is Jesus. He died on the cross for you and me. He said, "Here am I. Larry, come on home." One day I'll hear that. I love you. I love you folks. I love my family. But when he says, "Come on home," I'm leaving. I'm leaving. But hear me well. I will not leave one moment. No, before he says to. You got it? Because I gave my heart to him. And it's taken a lifetime of learning all of these lessons. Have I learned them all? Oh, my goodness, no. I'm excited about getting taught a lot more as soon as I get out of this broken body. But until then, I will live and I choose to live each moment through love. The pain, yeah. But how can you or I compare our pain to what Jesus went through and the torture of the cross? There's no comparison. And he did that when he could have called legions of angels and they would have wiped out the human race. But no. The scripture says he saw me. He saw you before a day of existence ever began. He knows his family. We're family. You and I are given a responsibility as a family to fight for the freedom to remain free. It can only be lost when the good men, the good women, have hardened their heart to where they succumb to the power of a government. In America, we the people are the government. Stand up and make them pay attention to you and who you are. It's a gift from God. Wisely choose to trust your security to God. That's the last one. Wisely choose to trust your security to God. You've heard me brag many times about the Army of the United States of America. It has always been one of the greatest since I can remember. But now we're hearing about the fall and the decay of much of the Army that I speak of. I'm talking about the warriors. It's not the warriors that are in decline, but it's in the weapons they're given. But you see, a nation is never protected by the greatest of weapons. Many times those great weapons explode on the homeland and destroy that very nation. It's not by the weapons of the land, but listen. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some nations boast of their armies and weapons, but we boast in the Lord our God. Psalm 62, 2. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Huh? I will never be shaken. The days may come when I can't stand up to fight. The day may very well come when I can't stand up, period. But I don't worry about it. Because I got somebody to stand up for me. The same Savior that stood up for me before I was ever born, before time began, and said, Larry, you will be born. And you will be my servant. You will preach my word. And you will be blessed. Well, I got the blessings, folks. Blessings galore. But it's the gift from God. Not from how wise you are, but a gift from God. Not from how strong you are, but from the gift of God. God has given us security in the United States of America through His power. No, I don't really worry about the collapse of military weapons. What I worry about is the collapse of the heart of man when we cease to call upon our Savior, on our God who has given us the wisdom to realize we in America are free. But we're free by the grace of God who touched the lives of warriors. Our warriors in the armed services of the United States of America to stand and be ready and willing to give your life to keep us free. They have done that. Today, I would be remiss if I did not mention the 13 brave warriors that were left to die on a wall in Afghanistan, and the many Americans that have been abandoned and left behind enemy lines for the sake of politics. My prayer is for the families of those who've lost those warriors, and my prayer is for those that are still behind enemy lines, Americans, United States citizens left there. No, that's not the way of God. That's not the way of America. The founding fathers were more than willing. Look at John Hancock's signature. If he's going to behead anyone, let him see my name boldly. Largest signature on that document. Pay attention. Jesus signed with his blood the document for your peace, for your freedom. That's what I call love. And that's what I say. It doesn't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name, giving you thanks, Father, for life, for truth, for the freedom that you've given to us. Help us now stand strong in that freedom. Give us the courage and the boldness, Father, to stand and, if need be, to give our life to remain free. We ask our blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.